This week's Parsha, Parsha's Truma, talks about the Kruvim. The Kruvim with the angelic-like figurines on top of the Aron, the Ark. Gorgeous ideas. They were magical figurines, by the way. They moved based on the level of spirituality among Klal Yisrael. They were movable and fused with a spirit in them, like almost live beings. And the word Kruvim is an interesting word. You would figure, if anyone asks on the street, what's the word Kruvim mean? I think most people would answer right away, the two figurines on top of the Aron. We have a klal we've mentioned many times. The first time a word appears in the Torah is its root, is its essence of what it is. Is this the first time Kruvim appear in the Torah? No. What? Are the figurines mentioned somewhere in the Torah? No. But at the end of Bereshis, after Adam Arishan sinned, he was kicked out of Gan Eden. And there it says that Gan Eden, he could not get back into it because it was protected by these Malachei Chavala, Rashi calls them. That means harmful demons. And there they're called Kruvim. The obvious question becomes, wait a second. The word Kruvim, the first time in the Torah that appears in Parshas Bereishis, the source, the earliest source, is what Rashi refers to as Malachei Chavala, demonic, detrimental, harmful angels. And here in this week's Parsha, we're putting that same word into the angelic, positive figurines on top of the Aron. What does the word mean? So the commentators point out that Kruvim and angels, and really little children, which is what the angelic figures look like, and really each person himself, has the potential to go either way. They could become harmful, demonic forces in the world, or they could become one of the most beautiful things that are inside the Holy of Holies. When all people, cannot go inside the Holy of Holies, these Kruvim are there 24/7. What's the difference? How do you know if someone's going to be a demonic, detrimental, destructive force in the world or not? God tells us, Hashem tells us, attach the Kruvim to the Aron representing Torah. When someone attaches the Torah, it brings out the most ultimate positive side. But you need that attachment. The default position by many people, where people create a good or evil, famous philosophical question. The initial standpoint, the initial default position is people could potentially be destructive forces, demonic types of people with bad character traits. But it can be overcome when you place the Kruvim on top of the Aron, on top of the Torah, on top of the Ark. Attaching yourselves to Hashem places you inside the Kodesh Kodashim, where you, a regular human being, reaches angelic levels of spirituality. Have a good Shabbos.